I'm Robert Reese of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're introducing a new segment called Inside the Brand, where we introduce you to the brains behind the brand. And we're excited because we have a great first guest. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. And our guest today is Charlie Langtree. Charlie Langtree is the CEO of Eggland's Best. You've seen them everywhere, but Charlie, this just isn't any old brand. You've had 15 years of double-digit growth. How do you do it?
Well, first and foremost, we have a better product. And you can say lots of things about people. And in fact, I try to tell my board it's because of the CEO and because of the people. But they tell me, no, it's because we have a better product. So when you start with a better product, it makes it easy.
Okay,
it really does make it easy.
I want to interrupt you there, because before Dennis goes, the egg is the ultimate commodity. How do you make an egg a better product?
Well, a number of ways. First of all, we feed the chickens a unique patented diet. We have no animal fat, no animal byproducts, no cookie crumbs or whatever's thrown into the feed. It's just an all-natural, all-vegetarian diet. And to that, we add extra vitamins, minerals, and whatnot. Vitamin D, big vitamin that's out there. Two Eggland's Best eggs give you 50% of your vitamin D that you need for the day. Vitamin E, B12, B5, all these various items. We have a lot of omega-3 in the product, which is, again, good for your health, good to fight cancer, lots of other things. So what's in the product? What we put in and we don't put in are very, very special. Plus, we have an entire production process where we do not compromise on our eggs. We feed them the diet. If corn is up or corn is down, we're feeding them a certain diet to get the best product, Eggland's Best. In fact, Eggland's Best will never change its formula unless we improve its formula.
Well, it's clear that your chickens had a better dinner than I had last night, from a health point of view.
In fact, these chickens eat so good.
Right.
I bet you they eat better than you.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And they can't cheat on their diet, Dennis. You can, and you do.
And I do. Charlie, it's clear that you're one of the great brand ambassadors for Eggland's Best. What role should a CEO play, in your opinion, from a marketing perspective?
Well, the CEO should be the number one cheerleader.
Okay.
In the company and within marketing. You have different size companies. An enormous company with lots and lots of brands, a CEO has lots of different functions. So he may delegate those marketing functions to a CMO or an executive vice president.
Okay.
At Eggland's Best, we do the strategic marketing in the morning. And in the afternoon, we have to make sure we take out the garbage to make sure everything goes well. So it's a whole different, we're very, very hands-on. So, but the CEO should be the number one cheerleader, whether it's marketing or whether it's in the scientific area or the sales force. And that will hopefully encourage everyone else to follow. Secondly, the CEO should also properly delegate, because if they don't properly delegate, they're not going to get the best thinking from inside their organization and outside the organization with the different agencies or contractors that they have.
Okay. You talk about a pyramid of success.
Absolutely.
And can you tell our audience a little bit about what is in that pyramid and how that integrates with your success today?
Yes, absolutely. And everybody has this, and every one of our egg producers have the pyramid. Every one of our employees have the pyramid. And it starts all the way at the top with the brand. Right underneath the brand, there's the customer and the consumer. Within the context of the brand, there's nothing more important than your customer and your consumer. And then as you go down to have the foundation, you have the company. The company consists of the employees, the shareholders, our franchisees, the groups we work with, whether it's our public relations agency or our media company or whatnot, all the different groups we work with that provides that foundation. If you have that foundation, and if you take care of the customer and you never leave the brand, we hope you're going to be successful. At least we have been.
This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand. We are speaking with Charlie Langtree, the CEO of Eggland's Best. Inside the Brand is brought to you by Euro RSCG Discovery. And back to my co-host, Dennis Troianos.
Thank you, Robert. You know, I've been a recruiter for a long, long time, as you know. And I see lots of folks coming in ready for that next CEO job. And if I recall correctly, you left Beechnut as a head of marketing, isn't that correct, on the baby food product?
VP of marketing.
VP of marketing. And I suspect, like most people, like most successful people, you had an opportunity to take a couple of what we'll call safe jobs. But you went and took the high-risk job with a nascent company that, frankly, very few people have heard of at the time.
Correct.
Why did you do that?
In fact, the company essentially didn't exist and didn't have any products. It was a startup company. And it was just a personal decision. When I had different opportunities to look at, some were managing directors of large companies, which offered a lot more monetary incentives, a lot more security. I had three children going to school at the time, etc. And I just thought it was the right thing. And I love eggs. And I love Eggland's Best eggs. And so it just felt like the right thing. And I was in a position to take a risk for a little bit of a time period. It wasn't the traditional job of Lever Brothers, Unilever, or Beechnut, Nestle, where I was at. This was a startup, a pure startup. And there were certain periods where we would not get paid. I'd have to take my check and put it in my credenza, and 5 months later, 6 months later, say, can I cash it yet? Now, obviously, that's changed, but we had to go through that experience, and the benefits and the results have been there.
Dennis, we've about one more minute. Do you have a question for Charlie?
One more question. You talk about the importance of differentiating a brand, and that the differentiation can't be just fluff. How do you prevent what I'll call fluff creep from occurring at Eggland's Best as the CEO?
Well, first of all, we advertise our brand, Eggland's Best, and we tell people, maybe on social media and on the internet, a little more details than you can on TV, but we try to provide them with all the facts. Our advertising, if you've seen it, it's very, very clear, very straightforward. There's no gimmicks. Here it is. Here's what we offer. Please buy us. And, you know, it's very direct. You don't need these creative things that people are trying to figure out. Very clear, very direct. And, you know, people get the message. People know what it's about. And people buy Eggland's Best, and hopefully they keep buying them more and more every day.
Well, they seem to be.
And if anybody's out there on this show, go right out and buy some EBs.
Well, thank you, Charlie. This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand. Thank you, Dennis Troianos.
Thank you,
Charlie Langtree.
My pleasure.
And we've learned that it's all about the brand. There's the pyramid, and it has to start with a better product.
Think mobile marketing means flooding your customers with text messages? Think again. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. Even when you're using text messages to talk to your customers, it pays to be a good listener. Many marketers think of mobile marketing as a cheap way to push out messages and offers, not to build customer relationships. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we found that sending out nothing but deals led to nothing but a database full of deal seekers. The answer? Listening. So we mixed in engagement texts with no offers at all. Some ask questions like, which new special do you like the best? This not only engaged the customer with the brand, it made the next engagement smarter and more relevant. Result? Less marketing fatigue, more response, and improved customer loyalty. Remember, the mobile medium was made for one-to-one conversation, so use it that way and don't just broadcast. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to InsideTheBrand.com and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.